Granada, I'm falling under your spell. And if you could speak, what a fascinating tale you would tell of an age the world has long forgotten, of an age that weaves a silent magic in Granada today.
Hola, welcome to Fiesta. I am composer Elvio Barilari, professor of Latin American music at the UIC, University of Illinois at Chicago, and artistic director of the Latino Music Festival. Today's program is called Sketches of Spain, and I borrow that title from that famous record, LP, by Gil Evans, in which he arranged the famous Concierto de Aranjuez to showcase Miles Davis and his trumpet, a big moment in the history of jazz. Full of sunshine and flowers and song. Under the title of Sketches of Spain, today we are going to present music by Latin American composers, reflecting Spain. Sometimes it's difficult to tell where Spanish music stops and Latin American music starts. Many of the Latin American songs and rhythms are a continuation or a consequence of folk or sacred Spanish music. In the same manner, some of the most popular Spanish melodies, Spanish quote-unquote, such as Granada or Malagueña, have been written by Latin American composers.
We'll live again the glory of yesterday, romantic.
Right now, we are listening to one of those pieces, Granada, and this is the English version by Frankie Lane. Frankie Lane, by the way, was a Chicagoan, and his real name was Francesco Paolo Lovecchio, but his artistic name was Frankie Lane. This version was very famous, but actually, the song Granada was written by Agustín Lara, a Mexican singer and songwriter. The original version sounded much closer to this one. This is Pedro Vargas, the huge movie star, singer, etc. The Nightingale of the Americas. Pedro Vargas doing Granada.
Cantar se vuelve gitano cuando es para ti. Mi cantar hecho de fantasía, mi cantar flor de melancolía, que yo te veo. Thank you.
That was Pedro Vargas singing Granada by his colleague, Mexican songwriter Agustín Lara. Of course, a lot of people don't even know that Granada is not a Spanish song. It is a Mexican song. In the same way, Malagueña, a very famous piece that represents Spain in the eyes of so many people, was actually composed by a Cuban, Ernesto Lecuona. He wrote the piece in 1928 as a part of an extended composition for the piano. Later, Lecuona put lyrics to the same melody, and the piece became famous as a song. There are so many versions of Malagueña. I was reading that even Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones considers Malagueña one of the very important parts of his repertoire as a guitar player. Then we are going to listen to Malagueña in the original version as recorded by Ernesto Lecuona.
Thank you.
Malagueña by Ernesto Lecuona and recorded by Ernesto Lecuona at the piano. We started with two very famous quote-unquote Spanish songs or melodies that are actually Latin American. And now we are going to move to an original composition, Homenaje a Cervantes, by José Pablo Moncayo. It's a piece for two oboes and a string orchestra and was composed by Moncayo in 1947, celebrating the 400th anniversary of the birth of Miguel de Cervantes, the most historically important writer in the Spanish language, the author of Don Quixote. The piece evokes the sounds of the music of Spain in the 16th and 17th centuries, the golden age of Spain. At the time, Moncayo was in close contact with Spanish emigres, exiles from the civil war in Spain, such as Rodolfo Haster, Adolfo Salazar, Jesús Val y Gal, all of them under the influence of Manuel de Falla. They professed this ideal of a Spanish musical identity inspired in works of a much earlier period. And Moncayo was sensitive to that, and he composed this beautiful Homenaje a Cervantes. Orquesta José Pablo Moncayo under Enrique Batis.
Thank you.
Homenaje a Cervantes, or Tribute to Cervantes, by Mexican composer José Pablo Moncayo, for two oboes and string orchestra, Orquesta José Pablo Moncayo, Enrique Batis, conductor. Esto es Fiesta, I am Elvio Barilari, estamos en la cadena radial de WFMT, volvemos en unos instantes. Bienvenidos nuevamente a Fiesta. I am composer Elvio Barilari, today with Sketches of Spain. Francisco Mignone was a Brazilian composer born in 1897 and he died in 1986. He was also a pianist, a conductor, teacher, and music administrator. He studied in Italy. He became friends with Ottorino Respighi. And Richard Strauss himself conducted the Vienna Philharmonic in the premiere of Mignone's opera Congada. After coming back to Brazil in 1929, Mignone became a very influential figure in his country's artistic life. In 1927 and 1929, Mignone passed time in Spain and became very interested in its culture. He wrote several songs in Spanish, and in 1932, he orchestrated three of them for string quartet. These are Francisco Mignone's three Spanish songs: Nana, ¿Por qué lloras, morenita? Las mujeres son las moscas, as recorded by Cuarteto Latinoamericano.
Thank you.
Three Spanish songs by Brazilian composer Francisco Mignone. The first one was Nana, or Lullaby. The second was Por qué lloras, Morenita, or Why are you crying, Little Mulata, or Little Black Girl. And the third one is very ironic. Las mujeres son las moscas. The women are the flies. The recording, Cuarteto Latinoamericano. We have seen Spain reflected in the music of Mexican composers, Cuban composers, Brazilian composer, and now we are going back to Mexico to listen to one of the great guitar concerti of the 20th century, Concierto del Sur, by Manuel Ponce. Probably the three most important, at least more popular, concerti for guitar in the 20th century, Concierto de Aranjuez, the concerto by Castelnuovo Tedesco, and Concierto del Sur by Manuel Ponce, were written all around 1940, in that period, probably no more than 5 years apart one of the other. Manuel Ponce was Mexican, but he knew very well Spanish music. Andrés Segovia commissioned this concerto and did the premiere at Montevideo, Uruguay, where Segovia was living at the time with the National Orchestra, the Sodre of Uruguay. Comes in three movements: Allegretto, Andante, Allegro Moderato e Festivo. It has some rhythmic elements of Mexican music, but as you will hear, is very, very flamenco. The influence of Spanish music, and especially Andalusia, is all over the place in this great, great concerto. Orquesta Sinfónica del Estado de México, Alfonso Moreno, guitar, Enrique Batis, conductor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Concierto del Sur by Manuel M. Ponce, as recorded by Orquesta Sinfónica del Estado de México, Alfonso Moreno, guitar, Enrique Batis, conductor. Thank you for listening to these sketches of Spain, different ways, different manners in which Latin American composers reflected the sounds of Spain. I am Elvio Barilari, this is Fiesta, thank you for listening. Muchas gracias to Steve Robinson, muchas, muchas gracias to our producer, Cindy Giller. Muchas gracias to our associate producer, Sarah Murphy. Muchas gracias to our assistant producer, Josh Savajo. Muchas gracias to our Spanish editor, Paloma Orozco. And muchas, pero muchísimas gracias to our main sponsor, Joyce Saxon. Muchas, muchas gracias to all of you too. Estamos en la cadena radial de WFMT.